WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There is another older College Station residential neighborhood asking the City Council for protection from stealth dorms, and council members are asking the Planning and Zoning Commission for assistance.
Last night's council meeting included remarks from two homeowners who live south of the Texas A&M campus. Emily Jane Cowens, president of the recently organized Southside Neighbors Advocacy Group.
We recognize that we have taken for granted our way of life and have not been proactive enough in doing our part to see this mission fulfilled. But that is changing now.
Mayor Carl Mooney received council support to have P&Z study what other college cities are doing to keep out unwanted rental housing, based on what he learned attending a recent convention.
It's basically to take a look at those other cities where they have these restrictive ordinances that help prevent the kind of encroachment that we've been hearing about tonight.
So that would be part of the P&Z's plan of work item then, right?
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Further protections for single-family neighborhoods in College Station will require changing the city's development regulations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council was thanked at this week's meeting by the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association for the 3 years of waiving building fees and other incentives to build homes priced between $300,000 and $400,000.
With the implementation of the Home Builders Incentive Program in March of 2014, the City of Bryan has seen a 155% increase in the number of new homes from the end of 2013 to the end of 2016.
The association's Jimmy Pittman says the growth rate in the targeted price range rose by more than 300% and brought new builders to the city. The next time you're in Easterwood Airport, you'll be able to learn more about the Aggie for whom the facility is named. Members of the Aggie History Group asked to move a display honoring Jesse Easterwood, class of 1909, to the McKenzie Terminal.
He's on the cutting edge. When the war breaks out in 1914, the United States is not in the war. And he, with a handful of Aggies, volunteers and goes to either France or Europe. He ends up going to England and joining the Royal Naval Air Force.
Dr. John Adams Jr. says Lieutenant Easterwood's portrait and his Navy Cross Medal were relocated this week from the General Aviation Building to McKenzie. Easterwood was a World War I pilot for the British, French, and Italian Air Forces before the United States entered the war. After surviving the Great War, Easterwood stayed in the Navy, where he died while testing a plane over the Panama Canal Zone in 1919. Expect frequent updates on the progress of restoring the historic Queen Theater in downtown Bryan from City Councilman Ben Hardiman.
Finished pouring the slab behind the Queen for the fire escape stairway. Had a couple contractors in the Queen just this morning looking at starting construction of the stage.
At this week's council meeting, Hardiman reported local contractors were hired for the latest phase of the project. The state of Texas may have $800 million that it won't have to spend. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the federal government is stepping up to provide security along the Mexican border.
I think it was smart for the state to budget it, but at the end of the day, I don't think the state's really going to have to spend it because the federal government's doing its job finally.
On our show, Flores says there is an aggressive effort to hire more border agents, and there is proposed federal legislation to reduce the amount of training time, which he says is currently between 12 and 16 months, and there is federal money to repair existing border fences. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Does your carpet look like a soccer field because there's so much dirt and grass on the floor? Do you feel like when you vacuum, you're only spreading the dirt around? If this sounds familiar, then you need to head down to Sovac City and check out our huge selection of vacuums for sale. We have Hoover vacuums starting at $55, Dirt Devil vacuums for as low as $49. We have Oreck vacuums for only $249 and Dysons for $299. Need a shampoo your carpet? We have shampooers starting at $99. Sovac City, where you can try it before you buy it. We're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. 610. And we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather, sponsored this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun and very warm, up to 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds around and down between 65 and 70. It's going to be a hot weekend, upper 80s, low 90s on Saturday. Sun with a few clouds. Fair weather at night, low 70s. Slight chance of a shower on Sunday. Partly sunny skies. Temperatures a bit over 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team is gearing up to host Davidson this afternoon on Olsen Field in Super Regional play. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers have extended their winning streak to a league-best 9 in a row with a win over Victoria, and the Astros bounce back with a late-game rally to take down the Royals in Kansas City. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So they're just not going to lose, is that it? They've just decided.
Who, the Astros? Or
no,
the
no,
Bombers?
No, the Bombers.
Well,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to tonight's game, so they'll probably lose tonight.
Well, then they won't
it's
invite.
It's always how always happens, right?
They won't invite you back.
That's fine.
I'm anxious to see the new ballpark.
Me too, and that's why I'm excited about going tonight. Should be a good time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to win.
Yeah, so that'll be. Who are they playing?
They're playing the.
Those guys.
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Those guys from that other team.
At that time.
The Marshals, I believe.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, so. All right, so I looked up and it's Friday.
Friday. This week went by so fast.
It did. This has been a busy, really? Busy week. All right, so here we go. It's a Florida man who, well, he wanted to go to Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like you do.
Yeah, okay. But he wanted to go so badly that he called 911 dispatchers to say that he needed a ride.
I got to get to Hooters.
An emergency.
Well, of course, because he says his grandma had suffered a stroke in the parking lot.
So he called 911 to get to the parking lot.
Yeah, because apparently somebody else would, if you believe Jonathan Hinkle's story, would be that had happened and contacted him. Mm-hmm. He called the Brevard County jail Tuesday night after deputies searched for 3 hours for Grandma. They finally found her at another location. She was fine. She had not had a stroke and had not asked anybody to get her any help.
Wow.
News outlets say that Mr. Hinkle told the dispatcher that he would pay the responders to take him. I mean, they've got Uber
they've
down there.
They've got Uber. I bet they've got cabs.
Yep,
they probably have other car services.
And probably so, but instead.
Free shuttle from the airport.
Sure, but he said he would pay responders to take him to the Hooters.
Is he also going to, like, complain about the smell in the car or whatever?
Well, you know,
like,
probably so.
He just wanted to arrive in style.
That's
one of those pine tree air fresheners or something in here.
So, as a result, well, it's going to cost him a whole lot more. Released on bond, amazingly, Wednesday night. That's kind of surprising. Yeah?
Info.
Mason.
Don't know that he has an attorney yet, but wow, what a story.
Good luck with that one.
I wonder if he ever got his chicken wings.
I thought it was my meemaw. I thought she had a stroke. But I'd have stayed there to make sure she was fine and then maybe just stayed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some dinner. Yeah.
Nice job.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:15. It's, again, Friday. It's the 9th of June. This is day 160. Got 205 of them to go. Donald Duck Day.
Donald Duck.
That's right.
First time Donald Duck showed up. Yeah, I guess, does this make it his birthday, too?
I've got him in birthdays, yeah.
Okay, sure. It's Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. That's going on in Manchester, Kentucky. That's a pretty big deal up in that part of the world. It's been going on for a while. It's National Earl Day.
Earl. Earl had to die.
June 9th is dedicated to those with a particular qualification and genuine capacity for achievement. Thus, on National Earl Day, we honor legends named Earl.
I've recently been watching My Name is Earl on Netflix.
Have you seen it before, or was this the first time?
Oh, I saw it before.
Okay, all right.
When it first played.
It's, it's an unusual show. There's no doubt about that.
It is. It's good, though.
Randy will never get another job acting.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoever that character is.
Ethan Suplee, yeah.
That's it. One enterprising man named Earl Baltz went from band leader to dirt track race owner in 1954 when he transformed the Eldora Ballroom into the Eldora Speedway, a quarter-mile dirt track in 1954. By 1958, he had expanded it to its present length of a mile. 1962, Eldora was favored track for sprint cars. Baltz began promoting more and more track events across Ohio and Indiana, promoted some of the biggest paying short tracks in America. It's now called Earl Baltz Highway. That way to go.
All right.
So ask why. Ask one Earl that's out there.
We got Earl Rudder.
We got Earl Rudder. As a matter of fact, that's a real close Earl. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, with this being D-Day.
That's right.
This week in Point to Hawk. So there you are. We do have an Earl here. All right. We got birthdays.
We got Natalie Portman. She's 36 today.
Okay.
Very cool.
Black Swan.
Yeah, that's right. And the Thor movies.
Mm-hmm.
So for the guys and the girls there. Matthew Bellamy is 39, lead singer for Muse, and also father of one of Kate Hudson's kids.
I thought it was the Bellamy brother, but I guess not. Okay. Yeah.
Rick Renstrom is 46. Now,
no,
this guy.
Really?
Well, this guy, he is an unknown guitarist, but he was born with arms that aren't fully formed, but he is amazing on guitar. Like, taught himself how to play the guitar and is just, he's one of the best. So.
Okay.
Johnny Depp is 54.
Hmm.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
And in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Still making money on those Pirates movies, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, he needs to make a lot of money because he spends a lot of money,
That's
clearly.
That's right, yeah. Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
Marty McFly himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's 56 today. Okay. Dick Vitale. He is 78, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Donald Duck, 83 today. And Jackie Mason is 86.
Still alive, huh?
Yep.
Unfortunately, it was on this date in 1943 that the federal government came up with the bright idea of withholding taxes from our paychecks. Yeah.
That's a pleasant anniversary to celebrate.
It is. They called it pay-as-you-go. Pay-as-you-go.
We should make it a holiday that we can all just kind of sit back and spend the money we have.
Well, yeah. anyway, so that's that. On Saturday now, it is the official Queen's birthday. We talked about how, you know, she has a real birthday. National Iced Tea Day. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
World Bike Naked Day.
That would just be painful.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. And
for anyone.
Just, you know, I guess.
And unpleasant for others.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Not everybody should be biking naked.
I think not. And it's Urban Spice Day.
All right.
Which is pretty good. All right. And the Belmont Stakes, by the way, will be run tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
All right. And birthdays?
Birthdays for tomorrow. Sasha Obama is going to be 16.
Gotcha.
What do you call it? First kid.
Yeah, first kid.
Yeah.
All right. Could be good.
Kate Upton's 25 tomorrow.
Okay.
Sports Illustrated model.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa Chapman is going to be 30. That's Dog the Bounty Hunter's bounty hunting daughter.
Of course.
Apparently.
Right.
Carrying on the family tradition.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Living on in the
Born
family business.
Born into it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Country singer Lee Bryce is 38.
All right.
Faith Evans going to be 44 tomorrow. Country singer and everything. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Hurley is going to be 52.
Oh, my.
I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't wonder why.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah.
No, she's in the Royals.
Oh, she is in something.
Yeah, she's the queen.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
Jeanine Triplehorn, 54, played Barb on HBO's Big Love and was also in Basic Instinct and Waterworld. She's been in a lot of stuff. Gina Gershon's 55 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
John Edwards, 64.
Oh, whatever happened to him?
Don't ask.
Yeah.
And Effley Bailey is going to be 84 tomorrow. That was one of OJ's attorneys.
Oh, still okay. Alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Flesh and Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, I knew we'd all like that.
I know they're one of your faves. So.
Yeah, and Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer in the NFL, 66.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday also tomorrow to the ballpoint pen.
Oh.
It was invented in 1943 by Laszlo Biro of Budapest, Hungary, so that you could sign your checks and pay your bills. But actually, the Royal Air Force, who employed him, needed a pen that would write under low atmospheric pressure and at high altitudes.
Okay.
And if you look at some of the old Bic pens, they say Biro on them.
All right.
It reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld wherever Jerry gives his dad the pen that can
the
write
pen.
Upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
In space.
First drive-through restaurant opened in 1952. It was not a McDonald's. And in 52 years ago, Subway sandwiches opened.
Oh,
1965.
All right.
All right, on Sunday, it is Corn on the Cob Day. All right, those
there
prices are starting to come down. It's a pretty good time for that. Cotton
yep.
Candy Day. German Chocolate Cake Day.
Ooh.
Or there's World Gin Day. You could celebrate either one of those or maybe both of them. And then we got some birthdays.
And we got birthdays. Duck Dynasty daughter Sadie Robertson.
Oh.
Yeah. Former,
used to date Trevor Nye.
Trevor Nye,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's 20 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Shia LaBeouf is going to be 31.
What a odd duck.
Weird guy.
Yeah.
Weird guy, definitely. Joshua Jackson's going to be 39 on Sunday.
Mm.
Dawson's Creek?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was also on a show called Fringe that was apparently pretty good on Fox for a while.
Uh-huh.
Peter Dinklage is going to be 48.
Little short guy.
Yeah, he plays Tyrion Lannister on soap opera Swords.
Okay.
Country singer Bruce Robeson is going to be 51 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never known if it's Robeson or Robeson. I can never get a straight answer from anybody.
Yeah, I've heard Robeson, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I worked in country radio for like a year. Never knew.
He knows who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Oz is going to be 57 on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. I wish he'd quit sending me emails. Golly. Right.
Yeah, everybody does, yeah. Hugh Laurie is going to be 58 on Sunday.
He's pretty talented.
House himself.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Montana going to be 61.
Oh, yeah, legend.
Yeah, definitely. Greta Van Susteren is going to be 63.
What is she doing now? Do we know?
I think she just left MSNBC.
Oh, did she? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Moved to Fox News, I think.
No. She's gone from there.
Moved from Fox News. Okay. Peter Bergman is going to be 64. You would probably recognize him if you saw him. He's been in a lot of action movies, but he's really a guy who works behind the scenes, I believe. Oh, wait, no. This is a different Peter Bergman.
Okay.
He's the I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV guy.
Oh, all right.
That's who that one is.
Okay.
I was thinking of the director.
Yeah.
Anyway, Frank Beard from ZZ Top, going to be 68 on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And Adrian Barbeau is 72 on Sunday.
There you are. And believe it or not, Sunday is the anniversary of the first American Idol. Debuted on June the 11th, 2002.
Wow.
That was 15 years ago.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson. There you are. Wow. All right, 6:23.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the mainstream media, well, they tried to have a field day with James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill. Newsbusters reporting even before he testified, CNN had spent a whopping 10 hours of coverage on the event since it was first announced on Thursday. Well, too bad for them that it turns out that they were kind of busted by Comey for advancing fake news, like the New York Times and the Washington Post and ABC. The question is, will the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, will the black helicopter crowd continue their false narrative after it was revealed there was no collusion? Ah, the media admitting that they're wrong. Ugh, no, impossible. Bite your tongue. How could they ever do that? They're never, they're always wrong.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. So I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com was able to transform every room in my house. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through June 21st, get 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity for 20% off your entire order. Rules, restrictions apply.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4300.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Well, it's Friday, which means it's time for your Friday feel-good story, and you know I like to highlight the everyday hero, so that's what I got for you. In today's bit of info, I'm Brad Mitchell. Well, a 45-year-old woman named Guadalupe Gomez works at a nursing home in Grand Junction, Colorado, and she's saving up to apply for U.S. citizenship, so she recently took on a second job working as a housekeeper at a hotel. Well, it's a good thing she did, because last month she was walking around near the hotel swimming pool around 5:30 in the morning when she heard something, looked over, and saw a 3-year-old girl fall in, and no one else was around. So Guadalupe jumped over a 3-foot wall, jumped into the water, pulled her out, and saved her life. She told the front desk to call 911, and paramedics said the girl probably had about a minute before she would have drowned. It turned out her parents were staying on the second floor. They called the front desk an hour later when they realized she was gone. Apparently, she's autistic and has a history of wandering off, and she was really interested in the pool the night before. The local police held a ceremony for Guadalupe this past summer and gave her an award for being an outstanding citizen, one I think it's safe to say she definitely deserves. Good on you, Guadalupe. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause. To find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's 628. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, pretty close to 90 degrees, it looks like. Winds will be out of the south and kind of light, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's a slight chance of showers. Some rain could pop up. 67 for our low temperature tonight. Then we are going to do 90 on Saturday and Sunday and probably Monday and Tuesday as well. Lows each night will be right around 70-ish, and then there's a slight chance of showers as we begin next week. So kind of in a little pattern. It's just not too bad with a high right around 90. Currently, we have winds out of the southeast, 81% relative humidity, overcast skies. It's 71.
I ate something, and I heard a crack, and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look, and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. If you've bet big on tech stocks this year, you've been in the money. Stock pickers who have beaten the market have five of the best-known tech companies to thank: Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft. Those five stocks have accounted for 41% of the S&P 500's market cap advance this year. Of the 101 top-performing actively managed U.S. stock funds, 84 count two or more of those tech firms in their top five holdings. Members of the family who founded Nordstrom are exploring the possibility of taking the retailer private, signaling they're ready to double down on the business at a time when many investors see a bleak future for the Seattle-based department store. The luxury department store operator says six Nordstrom heirs are considering acquiring the 70% of the company they don't already own. Nordstrom shares jumped 10% yesterday on that news. Crude oil up 18 cents at $45.82 a barrel on Wall Street futures, slightly higher. That's your money now.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council told homeowners living south of the Texas A&M campus they will have the Planning and Zoning Commission study how to stop the construction of unwanted rental housing in established residential neighborhoods.
Mayor Carl Mooney recently attended a convention where he learned about three cities with universities that had restriction on student housing. One was Philadelphia.
Since 2002 has what they refer to as educational housing districts. They're in close proximity to colleges and universities, and they have some restrictions on housing and the types of housing that can go in there.
A common requirement was rental registration.
They also put more responsibility on the shoulders of the university to make certain that only those homes that were registered would actually be available for rental by students.
Emily Jane Cowan's the president of the recently organized Southside Neighbors Advocacy Group.
We are ready to take on an active role, partnering with you and city staff to ensure that what is left of our historic homes and trees is preserved for my son's generation and beyond.
Changes to College Station's development regulations will be required to make further protections for single-family neighborhoods. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A display recognizing the Aggie for whom Easterwood Airport is named is now in a more public location. Lieutenant Jesse Easterwood went to Europe 3 years before the United States entered World War I. And according to Dr. John Adams Jr. of the Aggie History Group, Easterwood flew for the British, French, and Italian Air Forces.
Became a major trainer, and then he began testing, and he began the guy that was, you know, really delivering the planes. And by the time the Americans get there in Pershing in July of 1917, he is, you know, one of the leading aviation types in the area.
After surviving the Great War, Easterwood died in 1919 while testing aircraft for the Navy in the Panama Canal Zone. In the late 1930s, Adams says Easterwood's family made a presentation to A&M President Gib Gilchrist.
Like a shadow box that had a painting of Lieutenant Easterwood, a write-up, a citation, and then his medal.
The request was mailed to System Chancellor John Sharp last week. 7 days later, the display was moved from General Aviation to McKenzie Terminal. The statewide group representing producers of craft beers remain opposed to a bill waiting for the governor's signature. Charles Vallenrot of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild says they would be forced to pay distributors a fee when they move beer from the factory to customers in the tap room.
There's great opportunity in Texas and really great beer that is only available in Texas. We need to make sure we're helping that industry and not putting unreasonable growth caps on the industry.
Vallenrot says the bill was pushed by deep-pocketed beer wholesalers who make contributions to state lawmakers. The next state budget has money to continue paying for security along the Mexican border, but Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the federal government will be picking up that tab. Flores says the feds are making an aggressive effort to hire more border agents.
My gut tells me the state will not have to spend any of that $800 million for border security.
Flores says there is proposed legislation to reduce the time it takes to train new border agents, which is currently between 12 and 16 months.
Also, in our last appropriations bill, we had money to try to repair the fences that currently exist.
Flores, while on our show, says the state was smart to budget the border security money, but at the end of the day, he says the federal government is finally doing its job. The Bryan City Council's decision to give incentives the last 3 years to builders of homes in the price range between $300,000 and $400,000 was recognized at this week's council meeting.
The incentive program was introduced to increase the number of middle-income family homes in a range of 2,200 to 3,000 square feet. During that same three-year period, those targeted homes experienced just over 310% growth rate.
Jimmy Pittman of the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association says the incentive program also made a significant impact in the number of companies building homes in Bryan. Restoration of the historic Queen Theater in downtown Bryan has resumed.
Just will comment, which I'll be doing frequently for the rest of this year probably.
Councilman Ben Hardiman provided an update at this week's meeting.
Local contractors and very agreeable contractors too.
Concrete was recently poured for a slab to hold the fire escape, and contractors were inside earlier this week looking at starting the construction of a stage. 4 years since 15 people died following a fertilizer plant explosion in the city of West between Waco and Hillsboro, construction is underway on a memorial. A reflecting pool is being built in the city park about 100 yards from the plant. The pool will be surrounded by plaques paying tribute to the 12 first responders and three residents who died. The center point will have a water feature and a flame. Donations are covering the cost of the memorial, which is expected to be completed by the end of the summer. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 71 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5. Would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sun and very warm. We're up to 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds around and down between 65 and 70. It's going to be a hot weekend, upper 80s, low 90s on Saturday. Sun with a few clouds. Fair weather at night, low 70s. Slight chance of a shower on Sunday. Partly sunny skies. Temperatures a bit over 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from senior Nick Chorby on the Aggie baseball team Super Regional as they get set to host Davidson this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Astros rallied late to take down the Kansas City Royals in the final game of their series, and the Pittsburgh Penguins took a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals with a win over Nashville. We'll take a look at the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's it. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, the governor will be calling. We'll be talking to him today.
Oh, the governor.
See what he's got to say.
That's cool.
Yep. So, but how did the Arizona Diamondbacks do last night? Do you know?
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I mean,
is that still a team?
Isn't that what they're called?
Oh, yeah, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Haven't watched them since Randy Johnson.
Well, I understand. Here we go. They lost. Oh, they won 15-3 over San Diego. So, and you know, that, oh, well, maybe I needed to see the night before. That's what it was. Okay, because... John McCain, well, sounded like John McCain during the hearings yesterday with ousted FBI director Comey, and he blamed it on staying up too late watching the Diamondbacks. I'm serious. I'm serious. He said, well, you know, he probably would have been much sharper had he not stayed up late watching the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
First, there's like 186 games, Senator, don't you?
Yeah, you don't have to watch everyone.
Yeah. And you pretty much got a job to do the next day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was their 8th straight home win.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, fine. So that's maybe that's what it was.
Okay.
But nonetheless, he apparently was a little confused.
I mean, like, normal people can't use that excuse. Sorry I didn't get my job done today. I was up too late watching the Stros, boss.
You have a pretty good point right there. Is why can't we take that excuse?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The senator can. With one of the biggest, probably, jobs that he has this year.
That's
but,
it.
You know, it was the Billy Madison equivalent of Nib High football rules, you know. It's just like, I'm going to say something my constituents will go,
yes, exactly.
All right.
Well, let's talk about what was really important. Because, I mean, you know, again, we talked about yesterday that there's going to be so much coverage that bars were opening early.
Right.
And I guess they took his phone away from him, huh? What do you
they
think?
They did. He did not tweet during... during the testimony, because I looked to see if any of those lucky bar goers would have gotten a free round, but
well, and again, the great publicity that they got for mentioning that there would be free alcohol.
Oh, you know, people were going in there just in case.
So they started early, but the bottom line is
Trump
didn't happen until it was over.
Didn't happen until this morning, 2 hours ago.
Okay.
We get this tweet. Despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker.
Yeah.
And then just about an hour ago, one more tweet, he says, great reporting by Fox and Friends and so many others. So thank you.
Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
They are the journalistic standard we should all mark ourselves.
Oh, right. Exactly. So,
anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Just those two. But I just love the noun leaker.
I know, I do too.
My favorite name that he calls people.
You got to think about that. That's, just that whole thing. Well, but really, there were other things that were important around the Comey testimony yesterday.
Comey Day didn't stop Senator Dianne Feinstein from taking part in Seersucker Thursday. It's a Senate tradition that was brought back by former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott of Mississippi in the late 90s. During the former FBI Director James Comey's Senate hearing, Feinstein was seen sporting her seersucker, and that got some attention on Twitter, with some saying they showed up just to see the senior senator from California in her seersucker with the hashtag Comey Day. Senator Marco Rubio's hair got attention during the testimony of the former FBI Director James Comey. People more interested in the Florida senator's hair besides his questions of Comey. Rubio's thinning hair has come up before. He even tweeted back in 2012 about it, saying, sadly, it's true, but then said he was in the upper 2% of the Senate. Some people tweeted that the senator's hair now looked lush and full.
Yeah.
Couple of things.
Transplants.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to get a pepperoni pizza and some I stayed up watching the Astros.
Thank you.
Wrong number, buddy.
Yeah. I like how they're calling it Comey Day. Like yeah. It was
Comey
a holiday
Day.
Or
I know.
And then also, isn't calling Rubio out for his thinning hair image shaming, isn't that wrong?
Yeah. No, that's Comey Over Day.
Comey.
thank you. All right. So, they have elections in other countries, and they had one of those in Great Britain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit different over there because they have about four active parties, and then they got some others beyond that. And it's about how many seats they own in Parliament, in the lower house, in the House of Commons, as to who's going to be ahead. And the Prime Minister can at any time call a snap election. If for some reason they don't think they've got the support they need, they call an election, and you find out real quickly whether you still have the job or you don't. Well, at least for right now, Theresa May's got the job because she has the most seats in Parliament, but she may not be able to keep the job. What she's got to do is she's got to go shopping around now with the other parties to see if she can form a government. It won't be all her, which is conservative. So she's looking at the DUP party, which is called the Democratic Unionist Parties of Northern Ireland. If she can get them to come together, then she'll continue to be the prime minister. If she doesn't, then Jeremy Coburn will be the new prime minister. He's from the Labour Party. But the reason it's kind of surprising is with the attacks that happened in London just a week ago, and she pretty much is pro-Brexit and doesn't like the idea of having these foreigners in Great Britain, you'd have thought that that would give her a lot of seats in Parliament, but that wasn't the case. So
yeah, it could be a backfire there.
That's right. Yeah. So they got to put that together. Well, the problem was she used to be in charge of overseeing those immigrants when they came into Great Britain, and so that kind of was on her watch that some of those people actually came in.
Oh,
so
yikes.
That may be why that's pinned to her. Anyhow, so it's what's called a hung Parliament. We know about hung juries here.
Right.
It's a hung Parliament is what that's called, and it's been, I don't know, I think it's been 8 or 9 years since they've had that happen. But anyway, that's across the pond, and I'm sure they'll probably get it all worked out somehow.
Yeah.
All right, 647.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tom-like experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop TomLike.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tom-like experience. That's the Tom-like difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Urban landscapes aren't the same as they were 50 years ago. I was mowing quarter acre size lots for $2 back then. Yep, I've been around that long, and while I may not have quite the vigor I had as a young teen, the passing years have given me the chance to see hundreds of new and dwarf plants come into the market. Nurseryman and plant breeders have been working nonstop to find smaller plants for today's equally smaller urban gardens. Designing for small spaces, right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I always wanted to have for you. You can order it at neilsperry.com. It's on sale for a limited time. This was my Mother's Day sale. I've decided to continue it through Father's Day. It's only $29.95. I rarely put it on sale. Only $29.95 plus tax and postage. This is not a redo of my complete guide to Texas gardening from 1991. This is my newest book. It's 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out of my office, not in stores, not on Amazon. Remember, it's only $29.95, and every book goes out signed, personalized, if you wish. But you must order right away if you want to have that sale price. Order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or at 800-752-GROW. Order right away, neilsperry.com. Interior decorators will tell you that if you're choosing furniture for a small room, you don't want to go in with pieces that take four bulky guys to deliver. You just won't have room for them. So you stay with more compact furniture. You do the same outdoors. Begin with a drawing of your little area, whether it's a patio garden, a breakfast nook, or the entryway landscape. Draw it to scale. Use graph paper so you can illustrate sizes and distances precisely. Make a list of your expectations of that part of your landscape, whether it's shade, color, growing herbs, softening a fence or wall, accenting a spa, or some other goal. Put it down on the list and then rank them by priority. Think about how best you can achieve as many goals as possible with one plant. The same thought process would apply to fences and walls if you plan to include them. Wrought iron, lattice, and louvered fencing won't feel nearly as confining as a stockade fence or a stone wall. Then we come to the plants. Here more than anywhere, you need to do your homework carefully because they grow. While patios and walls won't get larger with time, the plants do. Some of the best shade trees for small landscape spaces include little gem and teddy bear magnolias, Mexican plum, Mexican redbud, and shrubs trained tree form, including taller crepe myrtles, Yopon hollies, and Nellie R. Stevens hollies. If you have shaded spaces, Japanese maples come in a variety of sizes, some smaller than others. If it's shrubs you're after, choose some Carissa, Dwarf Burford, Dwarf Yopon, and other low-growing hollies. Also Dwarf Nandinas, Dwarf Abelias, and for sun-trailing junipers. Aspidistra, Giant Liriope, or tall ground covers that can be used in lieu of dwarf shrubs in some landscape settings. Make a second list of the plants you most enjoy having around you. Do a little homework on their mature heights and widths. Use only those that will stay in the prescribed bounds without repetitive shearing. Use small clusters and groupings of shrubs where you might have 7 or 9 shrubs in a larger garden. Use 3 or 5 in the small space. If you need a shade garden, choose from several smaller types. Little gem magnolia grows 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide. You can remove the lower branches to let ample headroom develop. That can be beautiful. Smaller leaf, finer textured ground covers will serve you best. Asian jasmine and mondo grass are two of my favorites. Use small pockets of landscape color and stick with the more refined varieties of your favorite flowers and foliage plants. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team is gearing up to host Davidson in the Super Regionals this afternoon on Olsen Field. Here's center fielder Nick Chorby on how the team feels heading into the contest with the Wildcats.
Yeah, I mean, we're extremely fortunate to be hosting a Super Regional at home after going on the road for a regional. Not a lot of teams get to do that. It's going to be big for us to play in front of the 12th man, you know, here where we feel pretty comfortable. But at the same time, you know, Davidson's been playing so well lately that it's a little scary coming in with a team that's got such a big chip on their shoulders. So we can't look past them. We got to take them very seriously, which we are, and I look forward to playing tomorrow.
Right-hander Brigham Hill is slated to make the start for the Aggies. Davidson leading hitter Will Robertson was asked what he expects to see from the Olsen Field crowd.
Well, I've tried to read up as much as I can because I think it's going to be a really good time. I know the Raggies are going to be on us, but I've seen this, the best venue in sports. I think the fans take a lot of pride in making a difference, so it should be really exciting for us.
First pitch between the Aggies and the Wildcats is this afternoon at 2 o'clock with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Aggs, just a day after being named National Freshman of the Year by Collegiate Baseball, Texas A&M second baseman Braden Shoemake was named to the All-America second team by Baseball America. Shoemake ranks 16th in the nation in RBIs and 44th in the nation in hits. He leads all Division I freshmen in hits, total bases, and RBIs. The Brazos Valley Bombers extended their winning streak to 9 straight with a 9-2 victory over the Victoria Generals last night. With the win, the Bombers keep their full-game lead in the TCL standings over Acadiana, a now 3-game lead over Victoria. Their 9-game winning streak is a league best. The Bombers hit the road to play the Generals for the third time this season tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. At the NCAA Outdoor Championship, senior Lyndon Victor successfully defended his title in the decathlon as he produced the 7th best performance on the collegiate all-time list. Victor has broken the collegiate record in the decathlon twice this season. He also became just the 5th individual to successfully defend an NCAA title in the multi-event. In Major League Baseball,
line drive into right field. That's a hit. Gurriel with a good jump off second. He will score easily behind Gattis. 2 more runs cross the plate. Astros have broken it open with a 5-spot in the ninth, and they lead it 6-1.
After placing ace Dallas Keuchel on the 10-day disabled list due to neck discomfort, Lance McCullers flirted with a no-hitter into the 7th inning, and Jose Altuve hit a 2-run homer and a 5-run ninth as the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1. The Astros return to Minute Maid tonight to start a fresh 3-game series with the Angels. First pitch for that one's at 7:15 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rangers had the night off but head to Washington, D.C. to face the Nationals tonight. They'll be looking to bounce back from Wednesday night's loss to the Mets. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:05, and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. Out on the links, there's a 4-way tie for the lead through the first round of the PGA St. Jude Classic. Matt Every, Scott Brown, Stuart Sink, and Sebastian Munoz each shot 6-under-64s to move one shot ahead of Charles Schwartzel and Matt Jones. Every has made just 2 cuts this year and hasn't finished better than a tie for 62nd. In Colorado, the U.S. men's soccer team finds itself in third place at the midway point in the final round of World Cup qualifying as they took down Trinidad and Tobago 2-0 in Commerce City. And out on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins whipped Nashville 6-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. June 10th features Step Rideau and Zydeco Outlaws with guests Kid Reese and Mo Live Zydeco.
No need no place to sit down. Tonight I'm gonna party.
Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, June 10th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutribullet Stadium. Presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Couple of minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so as you may know, Taco Bell has been doing their NBA Finals promotion again this year.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the free taco.
That's it. It's the free Doritos Locos Taco. If a team wins a game in their steal-a-game, steal-a-taco deal, and since Golden State picked up the road win in the finals on Tuesday.
Free taco.
It'll be from 2 until 6 p.m. You get one free taco. One. And it is, of course, at participating locations.
And you know, nobody goes and just gets their free taco.
That's exactly right. They probably
I see you, Taco Bell.
Yeah, they went ahead and purchased one, too.
While I'm there, yeah.
But again, be sure that where you're going is a participating location because, gosh, could there be a level of disappointment greater than going to Taco Bell and finding out your taco wouldn't be free? I don't think
so. I don't think so.
No. All right, here we go. It's going to be probably 89 today, and we're going to probably hit right around 90 all the way through the weekend and on into Monday and Tuesday of next week. Slight chance of showers on Monday at about 20 or 30%. Lows each night will be around 70. Right now it's 71 outside. WTAW, College Station, Brian.